President, many of us have heard complaints in our districts for many years about possible waste, fraud, and abuse in the many programs formerly operated by the Department of Public Welfare, now in Human Services. It's, of course, very difficult to prove, and so a recent meeting that I'd held with some other senators with a former Inspector General had essentially said to me and to our colleagues, if only we had more resources. And so this amendment, of course, would be contingent upon further work in our next state budget. But this amendment would say, let's bring more people on into the office of the Inspector General. We believe, based on past data, that every single welfare fraud investigator brings $1.28 million to the state. And so we believe that if this were given a 1 or a 2 year trial, that the costs would be heavily outweighed by the benefits. Some of the dollars would be federal dollars, some of the dollars would be state dollars, but most importantly, all of the dollars saved would be taxpayer dollars that could be better used in helping the people, the truly needy, who genuinely need the assistance, not the people who have been proven again and again and again to defraud our system. That is why I'm asking for a yes vote on this amendment.